We are going to start learning Mishnah Yomi. Goals to learn two Mishnayos a day. Just recently had the Siyum HaShas, and it's not a Siyum HaShas. It's a Siyum of Talmud Bavli. The Talmud Bavli does not include Mishnayos for the vast majority of Zroyim and Taros, and therefore hopefully to be able to complete the full Shas. In addition to all those who are learning the Talmud Bavli over the next 7.5 years, we'll also try to cover the entire Mishnayos. And I believe if we do 2 Mishnayos today, so I think in about 6 years or so, we'll be able to complete the entire Shas Mishnayos. So let's begin. Brachos, the very first Mishnah, the first Perek, says, Me'imasai Kornas Shema Ba'arvis. When does one begin to say Shema at night? When can one begin? It was allowed to recite the Shema. Misha shakonim nechnasim l'echol b'trumasan. Interesting, the Mishnah does not give an exact time. It says it's a time when the Kohanim, who were Tameh and had gone to the mikvah earlier that day, the time when they would be allowed to eat Truma that night. They had to wait until nightfall, until Tzeis HaKochavim. The Gemara merely asked the question, why just say straight out Tzeis HaKochavim? Why tell us about Kohanim eating Truma? And the Gemara says, well, it's telling you an additional halacha. If you just would say Tzeis HaKochavim, you only would know the halacha regarding Shema. The fact that it latches on to this additional halacha, so we learn out regarding the Kohanim that if they would go to mikvah earlier that day, so they would be allowed to, they have to wait to eat Truma until that night, even though they wouldn't necessarily bring their korban till the next morning, for a zav, for a mitzvah example, but already at nightfall, they could eat their truma, and that is the time at when a person can begin to recite Shema. Why? Because that's the time the Torah says, v'shachbacha, when you lie down, zman shchiva. When do people begin to lie down, to go to sleep? When it gets dark out, there's no more lights outside. Back in the day, before there was electricity, you go to sleep at the nightfall. The truth of the matter is, the Gemara is going to actually bring another, I believe, 4 opinions as to when exactly is the earliest time to recite the Shema, but this is the opinion found in the Mishnah. Until when? Ad sof ha-shmura rishona. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says it's not the entire night that you can say Shema, only the time when people go to sleep. But when do people go to sleep? From nightfall until the end of the first watch. The Gemara has a machlokas. Are there 3 watches during the night? Are there 4 watches during the night? Let's assume that there are 3 watches. So the end of the first watch shows manios. If you have a 12-hour day, let's say the day the night begins at 6 p.m. with Tzeis HaKochavim, and the next morning doesn't come until 6 a.m. So you have the first third of the night ends at 10 o'clock. So you have from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock. That's when Zman Shchiva, that's when people go to sleep. That's when you can say the Shema. Chamer Omer Achatzos. Chamer say, no, you have all the way until midnight. Rav Gamliel Omer Ad Shial Amud HaShachar. Rav Gamliel says, no, you have all the way until dawn. Because that's the time, says the Bartanura, Techol Laila Mikri Zman Shchiva. That's a time when people are sleeping. Now, most people go to sleep much earlier, though if you have teenagers, you know that they don't go to sleep till 2 or 3 in the morning. But everyone is lying down throughout the duration of the night until dawn. That's also called Shachbacha, and therefore you have all the way until dawn the next morning to recite the Shema. The Gemara is going to discuss that the Pinyin of the Chachamim is perhaps, as the Mishnah itself will explain in a moment, that perhaps it's a chumrah, that or it's a gzeira to be extra careful. Maybe really you have until dawn, but just to be careful, if you're gonna wait till 4 in the morning, you might be asleep. You may totally miss saying the Shema, so it's best to say it until, like the Chachamim say, until midnight. The Mishnah to reinforce this idea, then quotes a story: Ma'isa Shabo Banav Mi Beis Mishnah. Story where the children of Gamliel came from some sort of party. Amru lo karinu es Shema. They told their father, Gamliel, we haven't yet said Shema. What should we do? Amru lahem. So he responded, lo ala amun hashachar chayav atem likros. If you haven't yet, if it's not yet dawn, you can still say the Shema. The question that is asked, that the Gemara asks, is what they didn't know their father's opinion. So the answer is that, yeah, they knew their father's opinion had until dawn, but they felt maybe we pass in the, like the Chachamim, Yachad v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim. When it's an individual against the many, we follow the many. So they asked their father, are we allowed, maybe, apparently it was after Chatzos, after midnight, can we still say Shema and follow your opinion? And the answer was yes, because really the mitzvah is until all night long. Ideally, maybe you should say it before Chatzos, but if you didn't say it and you're awake, you can say it as long as dawn has not yet arrived. It says the Mishnah, V'lo zu bilvad, ela koma shomer chachomim, achatzos mitzvos ad shi'al amad ha-shachar. The truth is, this is not limited to Shema, but any time the Chachamim tell us that you should do a mitzvah by midnight, you really can do it until dawn, just it's better to get it in before midnight. Hiktir ha-chalovim ve'varim mitzvos ad shi'al amad ha-shachar. And so, for example, in the Beis Hamikdash, when they had the leftover fats and the limbs that had not yet hadn't burnt on the altar during the day on the Mizbeach, they would continue burning them through the night, and they would burn them all the way until dawn. And there, really, the Gemara explains, you really can even go, it's not even a hitter to do before Chatzos, you really have all night long. Similarly, any korban that had to be eaten within that the day and the first night, like a korban toda, you brought it during the day, you had to consume it by the end of the night time. So how long do you have? So again, ideally you should finish it before chatzos, but you really can eat it all the way until alos hashachar, until dawn the next morning. In kain loman amrucham chatzos, why the chum say to get it done before chatzos? Kli laharchik adam min avera, to distance a person from sinning. If you're going to wait all the way until 2 or 3 in the morning, like we said, so you might be sleeping at that point, so get it in before night, chatzos, midnight, but if you didn't, you have until dawn. That's the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah now asks the question of the earliest time, the correct time to say the morning Shema. Emes Lykoron es Shema b'shacharis. So when is the proper time? When is the earliest time you can read the Shema in the morning? Mishiyakar ben tchelos alavan. When you can differentiate between two colors of blue and white. Because the Pasuk says in the third paragraph, Risim also, Zachartim is called Mitzvos Hashem. Mitzvos Hashem perhaps refers to the Shema. You have to be able to, you can only see the Shema when you can see the color of the tchelos that was mentioned earlier in that paragraph. Between blue and white, you look at the strings of the tzitzis, and when you can differentiate between those two colors, again, you have to think about back in the day before there was electricity, and it was dark out, so when there enough light appeared on the horizon to make that difference, to see between blue and white, that's when you could begin to say the Shema. Rebbe Lezer says, ben tchelos l'karti. No, you have to wait between the time, and the Mefarshim explains, a little bit later time, between the blue and green. Why blue and green? One of the young kids in our shul, Toby Polsky, asked me the question just this past night during our learning Shanta Vanecha. She's learning this with her father. She says, why green? Why not between blue and purple, blue and orange, blue and brown? Why blue and green? So I said to her that perhaps that, again, it goes back to being outside and you see the color blue, the tcheles, and you know Chazal say the blue reminds us of the water, reminds us of the sky. When there's enough light and you begin to see the sky and you can differentiate between the other color that you'll see in front of you, the green of the grass, the green of the trees, when you can make that difference, that's the time when you can begin to recite the Shema. When do you finish? So says the Mishnah, Gomra ad anetzachama. You have a very short window by sunrise, because that's the time of kumecha, that's the time of getting up. You get up when the dawn appears, and everyone's awake by sunrise. By sunrise, everyone's off to work, to the fields. Now, the truth of the matter is, today in Detroit, it's January 5th. Sunrise tomorrow morning is not till 8:02, 8:03. I'm sure everyone's going to be awake by then. But in the summertime, it's much, much earlier than that. But you get up by sunrise, the sun is shining, up and at it. That's the time people get up. That's the time that you have until you can say Shema. B'shua omir ad shalosh shalosh. Shua disagrees, says, no, you have 3 hours. Why? You have three, from dawn, from the time of Mishiyakir, of seeing these, differentiating between these different colors, until 3 hours into the day, she came derech malachim lamo b'shal shos. Because kings, they sleep in, they have it a little good, And they get up, and they get up again. If the morning is at 6 a.m., the night ends at 6 p.m. So they sleep until 9 o'clock. That's the time when people are getting up, even though most people don't. But there are others who do get up that late, and therefore you can say the Shema until that time. What happens if you miss even that? You slept in. It's now 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Hakori mikam elech lo hisit ka'odem hakori b'torah. So you don't get the schar for saying Shema bismano. But it's not like you did something wrong. After all, you read Psukim, the Torah, the Shema. It's like you're reading Torah, and you certainly get the reward for that. Okay, that's the first two Mishnahs. We'll continue with the third Mishnah in Brachos, the first parak tomorrow.